With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Today, the Supreme Court will hear a case that could dramatically impact the 2024 presidential election. The High Court will consider whether states can prevent former President Trump from appearing on the ballot in November. Justices will hear arguments on the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling disqualifying Mr. Trump from appearing on the state's ballot. The Colorado justices are all Democrat, all appointed by Democratic governors. A huge embarrassment for Nikki Haley following the Nevada primary.
None of the above. That's how Las Vegas resident Kurt Maurer and the majority of Nevada Republican voters cast their ballots in Tuesday's Nevada primary, which is symbolic and doesn't award any delegates needed to win the GOP nomination. Maurer explains why he voted none of the above.
I know who I'm going to vote for. I'm voting for Trump.
Former President Donald Trump was not on the ballot in Tuesday's primary, but instead is focusing on Thursday's caucuses. Maurer says he'll be there. For the Nevada Democrats, President Joe Biden won their primary. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's a debate in Florida over whether abortion should be on the ballot. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on the story.
Florida's attorney general is expected to ask the state Supreme Court to keep an abortion rights measure off November's ballot, saying it misleads voters and could be used to expand abortion rights in the future. Proponents of the proposed amendment say the language is clear and concise and that Attorney General Ashley Moody is playing politics instead of letting voters decide whether to protect access to abortions. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. Should a Christian attend a homosexual wedding? The debate has been renewed in evangelical circles this year. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the answer has to be no.
A wedding is not like a meal. A wedding is not like a conversation. A wedding is a ceremony. And, you know, historically, those who have participated in the ceremony, and by that I mean even just those who are in the congregation, they're described as witnesses and celebrants to the wedding. That is to say, they're there to celebrate.
And he goes on to say,
in every state I know of, there are witnesses that have to sign that the wedding is legitimate and lawful. And those who are attending are the larger circle of those who are in agreement with that. And so I think that emphatically means that that's the one place that Christians, I think, should not be.
More on this in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Buckingham Palace's disclosure that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer shatters a long tradition.
On the heels of the shock and well-wishing that followed the official statement on Monday, came the surprise that the palace had announced anything at all. Never complain, never explain, as Charles's late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, was known to say. Charles has withheld details of his illness and treatment, and in that way is carrying on her approach. But in beaming a sliver of light from inside the palace walls and his own life, the king has broken with his mother and royal tradition. Charles de Ledesma, London.
McDonald's executives acknowledge higher prices not going over well with lower-income customers. Some locations, a Big Mac meal is now $18. That's up $10 from 2018 when former President Trump was in office. After the executives' comments were made public, McDonald's shares tumbled by nearly 4%. More details at SRNnews.com.